Giants trying to avoid a sweep in New York. 3-2 down in the top of the ninth with a runner on first, one down. It's Eduardo Nunez facing Jairys Familia.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit, grounded to third. Pick bubble by Flores, recovers, throws high to second, safe at second. Well, Flores made two mistakes. First, he bobbled the hard hit ground ball, recovered quickly enough, but having to rush his throw, he sailed it high on Neil Walker, who was not able to come down with it and get a tag on the incoming runner, Panic. So Panic is at second, Nunez safe at first. Now the pitch. Swing and a grounder wide of third, past the diving Flores, base hit left field. Panic rounds third, comes home to score the tying run. Going to second and stopping there is Nunez. And on at first with a single and a run batted in is Hunter Pence. The Giants have tied the game 3-3. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in left center. That's in for a hit. It's going all the way to the wall. Nunez in. Pence in. Posey being waved home. Relay throw by Reyes, not in time. He slides in safely. Standing at second with a bases clearing three-run double is Christian Arroyo. And the Giants have jumped all over Jairys Familia here in the ninth inning as they have taken a 6-3 lead. The 1-0. Fastball hit high in the air, pretty deep left center. Ruggiano back at the track. He jumps. He can't get it. It's off his glove right at the top of the wall. Two runs are going to score. Rivera's in. Walker is in. Flores will hold at second. Two-run double. It is 6-5 San Francisco. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, little number out in front of the plate. Out to get it on the grass. Posey, he throws to first in time, and the ball game is over.
The Giants hang on for the 6-5 win. They had lost 133 straight games while trailing after 8. For Familia, it's his first blown save of the season. He gives up 3 earned runs over one-third of an inning, and Buster Posey homered in his third straight game. A tough loss for the Mets, who had won 8 of 11 heading in. Manager Terry Collins spoke afterwards.
Well, number one, he obviously the base on balls to Panic hurt him. We got a ground ball. We could have got out of the inning. You know, so after that, he just didn't make any pitches. But like I said the other day, this guy's thrown, 17 pitches this week? So he was fine.
The ground ball to Wilmer there, do you think he was trying to turn the double play too quickly? Lost
balls
for a second?
I don't know, Steve. You'd have to ask him.
Zach, in the back right.
Terry, was there any thoughts to hitting Rivera in the ninth there for Pulaski?
Well, if you tie the game and then the pitcher comes up, you're out of players because Reynolds ran. So we're pretty much where we were at.
Lloyd left.
More pleasant. Tommy Malone pitched 5 solid innings for you. Were you impressed? Do you think he'll be the fifth starter at this point?
Well, I mean, he's going to go back out there. Obviously, he threw the ball exactly how we hoped he would. Changed speeds, threw strikes, mixed them up. So he's exactly what we have seen and what we've heard about.
Tony, right here in the front.
Just one more strategy question. Did you have Conforto the whole way today? And if so, did you think about him in the sixth inning with the bases loaded? Or why was Cabrera the right guy there?
Well, because they had the Okert warmed up, and you had a chance to either the Okert against Conforto or either one against Cabrera. So instead of going the left on left, I let Cabrera go up there, who's actually pinch hit a heck of a lot more than Michael Conforto has. So,
Zach in the back.
Sorry, what have you seen from Harvey since he's been back? What did you think of his bullpen, and just what are your expectations for Friday?
Well, I mean, it's a big hurdle for him on Friday. His bullpen was fine. His arm's fine. There's nothing wrong with him physically. He just, it was good to get him out there. And today, he was same Matt Harvey we've seen, upbeat and ready to go and excited for Friday. So I'm excited to see him pitch because I think he's – certainly he's got some challenges ahead, and this guy has always rose up when the challenges were there. So I'm anxious to see him.
Have you talked with him at all about the last two starts?
Well, Zach, again, there's a process that we've talked about. This guy has, when you're coming off surgery like him, you know, you're trying to relocate the release points because last year you didn't have any, the feeling in your fingers wasn't there. The last start, even though his command wasn't real good, the velocity came up. So there's the next step. Now it's a matter of commanding all his stuff and certainly putting it all together, which I think is may not happen overnight, may take a little while. But we've done some research where a lot of guys with that type of surgery, it takes 10 months to come back. And Matt's, as he always has, is, you know, pushed the envelope and been back before people expected. So we're hoping that, you know, again, he gradually gets the command of his secondary pitches and gets back to where he was before surgery.
Steve.
Terry, back to the game for a second. And I know this type of question gets asked often with Wilmer, but I think all three hits today were against righty. Do you see anything, did you see anything today in his at-bats that was encouraging against right-handers?
Yeah, he didn't try to pull the ball. You know, I think one of the things that even before he did all the damage in lefties, he hit righties because he hit the ball right center field a lot. And you saw it today where guys, you know, balls that were hit in the middle of the field better, and that's why he's going to have success. He's going to let the ball get deeper. He's going to have a better chance to see what pitch it is. So,
Matt on the left.
Terry, just with the you mentioned, so Familia did not throw many pitches the last 2 days. Obviously, last night was a 6-1 game.
Well, Matt, I'm going to tell you, Jerry Blevins has pitched 3 days in a row. Addison Reed's pitched 3 days in a row. Last night we had to win a game, right? We had to win a game last night. And if you bring in somebody else in the ninth inning and they get on, you got to go to Familia. I was worried about winning the game. I did not know what was going to happen today. Tommy hadn't pitched in 10 days. I said, I'm going to go win the game. He threw 10 pitches. He's a closer. He's used to that. He's used to coming back to back. That's what he's done for years. He's had 51 saves last year. And go look it up how many times he pitched 3 days in a row. That was not the issue. He didn't have his command. He walked, you know, the panic hurt us. The air hurt us. And they got a big hit. It's the way baseball is.
Familia was unlucky, but also didn't pitch great and talked about his first blown save of the season afterwards.
I think I don't got my command. Missed this one. Walk up the guys, and then I got a good seat. But I think my command today is wasn't there.
Can you pinpoint, or were you able to pinpoint out there why the command wasn't there? Was it anything mechanical, or you just couldn't find?
No, I don't think it's anything mechanical. I feel great, my arm feels good. I guess I don't know how to race.
Is it at all difficult to refocus up when you think you might have a, you know, game-ending double play ball, and then all of a sudden the runner's on first and second?
No. For me, it's not difficult. When you understand the game, and every guy is out there with me, they play 100% like I play. So when we make mistakes, we don't want to make mistakes. It's part of the game. Just trying to move forward and trying to do the game.
Up next, the Mets head to Milwaukee after a day off. They open up a three-game set on Friday. Matt Harvey makes his return to the mound coming off his three-game suspension.